I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The mandate keeping Sudan's peacekeeping troops in place has been extended to December 31st. Christian Reform World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says that's good news for their aid convoy. The 30-vehicle convoy left September 24th on a journey that takes 2 weeks on treacherous roads from Khartoum to El Janina. Pray for the safety of the drivers and the on-site workers in Darfur, as well as for the team working to bring God's grace to the people. And Guatemala is a country where 75% of the population lives below the poverty line. Food for the Poor just got a food grant that'll help make a difference for 250,000 children. The United States Department of Agriculture's Foreign Agriculture Service is partnering with the ministry to get the desperately needed food and milk into the country. Food for the Poor staff will be tackling spiritual hunger with the hope of the gospel as they act as the hands and feet of Christ. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. These stories and others can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.